Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janabala Bhakiri Paratari. Gopi Janabala Bhakiri Paratari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vana Chana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Nittai Gaura Haribo 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Premanande. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're reading Bhagavad Gita. Number 11, chapter 14, text number 11. Sarva dvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate jnanam yattat vidyat vivridham sattvam iti uta.
Chapter 14.《国家梵歌》第14章第11世纪，当躯体众门为知识开启时，便能经验到善良形态的展示。要旨：躯体有九门：两眼、两耳、两鼻孔、口、生殖器、肛门。当善良的征候在每一门都被照亮的时候，可以理解一个人已经培养出善良形态。 在善良形态中，一个人可以恰如其分地看待事物、听事物、品尝事物，他的内外都变得纯净，在每门中快乐的征候发展出来，这就是善良的境界。
Om Gyanatmarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Savrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Satevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitam Sya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Now in chapter 13, Lord Krishna had explained that the happiness and distress which everyone experiences is due to their association with the modes of nature.
在《博迦梵歌》的第13章中， Krishna 解释说，快乐和痛苦只是由于人与物质自然三形态接触的缘故。
You associate with the mode of goodness, you will experience more happiness.
当一个人和善良形态接触的时候，他就能够体验到更多的快乐。
But if you're more in the mode of passion and ignorance, there will be much more suffering.
但是如果一个人更多的和愚昧和情欲形态联谊，他就会得到更多的痛苦。
So this caused the discussion in chapter 14 on the modes of nature. Lord Krishna began to explain about the modes of nature.
所以在梵歌的第14章， Krishna 就开始解释物质自然三形态。
because in this material world, we contact the three modes of nature. If we associate with people who are drunkards, we will become drunkard. If you associate with people who are sporting, they like to play games, and you will play the games with them.
如果你和一些喜欢玩游戏的人啊，这样的有运动的人接触，你也会跟他们一样。
Just like if you're doing the stock market, then people who are doing the stock market, they will be a member of an association, and they get all the information, all the news about the stock market.
就好像一个人如果他进入股票市场的话，那么他自然的就会得到很多关于股票的信息。
So we have the here in Krishna consciousness, this is a stock market for devotional service.
那同样在我们这个 Krishna 自觉中，这就是 Krishna 培养 Krishna 自觉的一个市场。
We associate with the devotees, and we learn. We're hearing. We're discussing about devotional service.
我们得到了奉献者的联谊，也就会讨论和聆听关于 Krishna Krishna 自觉的话题。
So Lord Krishna is describing the mode of goodness, how it conditions one to knowledge and happiness.
Krishna 在这一节就讲到了善良心态，一个人如何得到知识和快乐。
The mode of goodness is purer than the other modes.
善良心态比其他两种心态要纯洁。
It frees one from sinful reactions.
善良心态能够使人免于所有的罪恶活动。
But it doesn't take away the desire for more sins. It doesn't take away the desire to do more sins. It frees one from sinful reaction, but it doesn't take away the desire to again commit sin.
虽然善良心态能使人免于这个罪恶的活动，但是它并不能把这个罪恶的欲望从人心里连根拔除。
It means you get rid of their, you may get rid of their reactions from some sins, but you continue to do more sins.
也就是说，善良心态可以使我们免于罪恶的反应，但是你仍旧会有这个欲望，可能会从事更多的罪恶活动。
Just like sometimes a person does some crime and they're caught by the police and put in jail.
就好像有人他犯了罪，然后被警察抓住，放进了监狱。
But once he comes out of jail, he again may do the same crime.
那这个罪犯从监狱里出来了以后，他可能会继续的犯罪。
He did not change. The desire did not change.
他内心的这个犯罪的欲望并没有最终的改变。
So although one may be in the mode of goodness, and it's nice to be in the mode of goodness, but still the tendency to do sin is there.
所以有人可能他处在善良心态。 这是其实很好的，但是呢，处在善良心态中，这种犯罪的这种倾向却没有完全被拔除。
To be in the mode of goodness means what's described here, the different gates of the body have to be purified by knowledge.
这里说到的，一个人如果他处在善良心态中的话，他身体的很多的门，九个门就得到了这个开启。 得到了净化。
How are we going to purify the different gates of the body?
怎么样我们身体的九个门能得到知识的净化呢？
Of course, one way we could purify them simply by washing them.
当然有一个净化的方式就是通过洗涤。
We wash our eyes, wash our mouth, nose, ears, clean out our ears.
比如说这眼睛、鼻子、嘴巴、耳朵这些门，我们可以通过水呀去清洁，这是一个方式。清洁。
Purifying the gates, but you have to keep them pure.
我们得把它保持洁净。
You have to clean them again and again.
但是如果要保持它的不断的洁净，我们就得不断的去洗涤。
And even though we may wash our eyes and ears, it does not mean that they will become pure.
但是 即便是我们在不断的洗涤这个，并不表示它一定就是纯洁。
Because you can wash your eyes and then you look at some, you know, dirty picture, some bad picture, some pornographic picture or something.
就比如说尽管我们用水洗我们的眼睛把它洗干净，但是我们可能眼睛去看那些不好的照片，那些不洁净的照片，所以就污染了。
Or you can clean out your ears, but then you can still hear many bad things.
我们也可以用水去洗耳朵，但是我们可能耳朵还会听那些不好的一些事情。
You hear people talk about other people, criticizing other people.
我们的耳朵可能就听人家去批评其他的人，指责其他的人这些不好的事情。
So this is not purifying our ears.
所以这不是在净化我们的耳朵。
We want to purify them by knowledge.
我们得用知识来净化这九个门。
So what is that knowledge?
那么什么是知识呢?
The Bhagavad Gita is teaching us the basic knowledge, first of all, that we're not this body.
国家梵歌告诉我们一个最基本的知识，就是我们不是这个躯体。
That we're all pure souls.
我们都是纯粹的，纯洁的灵魂。
But we have accepted these material bodies.
但是我们却接受了一个物质躯体。
So these material bodies associate, they associate with the material nature.
这个物质的躯体就和物质自然在形态接触。
Just like a doctor may associate with so many sick people.
就好像一个医生，他总是要和一些病人打交道。
He has to be very careful. He does not get affected by all the sick people.
他就必须得非常的小心，不要被这个病人的疾病所感染。
We met one devotee. He was telling us how he was treating so many sick people. It was affecting his own health.
他碰到了一个奉献者，他就是一个医生，他就告诉了我们他怎么样避免受到病人的这些疾病的感染。
No, he was telling us it was affecting his health.
It was affecting. 他就讲述到这个医生就说，那个医生就说他已经被这个病人的病感染了。
In the same way, in our ordinary life, we have to mix with many materialistic people.
同样在我们的日常生活中，我们都要和很多的物质主义者打交道。
Many of you have jobs, and people may not have jobs, but still we have relatives who are not devotees.
有些奉献者他们是有工作的，要和物质主义者打交道。同样，有些没有工作的奉献者，他也要和物质主义的家人、非奉献者打交道。
We have to associate with them. We cannot avoid them. We have to associate with them, and at the same time, we have to keep our own Krishna consciousness. How can we do this? We have to do it by good spiritual practice.
要做到这一点，我们必须做非常好的灵修生活。By
carefully chanting the Hare Krishna mantra every day.
通过每天非常认真的唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
Remembering Sri Sri Gornitai, praying for their mercy.
依恋Sri Sri Gornitai，祈祷他们的仁慈。
We have to meditate also on Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita.
我们还应该冥想 Krishna 在《国家梵歌》中给我们的教导。
Prabhupada spent many years of his life with his family.
是的， Prabhupada 实际上和他的家人共度了很多很长时间的时光。
But his wife was not devotee.
但是他的妻子并不是一个奉献者。
But he continued staying with his wife and associating with his wife. They had five children. And it was only much later in Prabhupada's life that he left his home.
但在他的生命的后期，他离开了家居生活。
But he continued to remain Krishna conscious. By studying Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and by chanting the holy name,
通过有规律的去阅读圣典博迦瓦坛，以及很好的去唱诵。
And visiting the temple whenever he could get time.
只要当他有时间的时候，他就去拜访神庙。
So, in spiritual practice, we have to pray. We have to concentrate our mind on remembering Krishna.
所以，在这个灵修过程中，我们应该去控制自己的心意，使他总是能够冥想 Krishna.
We have a temple here. We have the deities. They're a great help.
我们这里有神像，有神庙，所以这对我们的灵修来说是一个巨大的帮助。
But not all of you are able to stay here, of course.
当然，不是所有的人都能够在这里。
So we have to try to be Krishna conscious, just as we are here in the temple. You have to try to do the same things at home.
所以。 就是我们在家里的时候，也应该努力的去培养 Krishna 自己，就像我们在庙里的一样。We
have to remember Krishna. We have to chant His holy name.
我们应该努力的去冥想 Krishna， 并唱诵他的圣名。We
see Arjuna, and that Arjuna is not doing deity worship, and he's not chanting japa.
我们看看 Arjuna 并没有去唱诵这个圣名。
It's not chanting japa. It's not worshipping the deity. But he's simply performing his duty as a kshatriya, fighting the battle. Of course, Arjuna was in Dwapara Yuga. He was not in Kali
Yuga.
And he was directly associating with Lord Krishna. We are also associating with Krishna indirectly through his teachings. But we are in Kali Yuga, and the process in Kali Yuga requires the chanting of the holy name.
那我们现在是在卡利年代，所以在我们这个年代的要求就是唱诵主的圣名。
We have to chant the holy name carefully. This is very important.
我们必须非常认真地去唱诵圣名，这一点非常的重要。
Now, some people may chant loudly, and others are not able to chant so loud.
有的奉献者可能唱得很大的声，有的可能唱不了大声。
Lord Chaitanya said, that's not important.
主千天讲说，这并不重要。
There are no rules or regulations, there are no special ways to chant.
对于唱诵来说，并没有特殊的硬性的规定。The
important thing is that we should have some attraction, some taste for the name.
最重要的就是我们在唱诵的时候应该有一些品味，很吸引。That
we should be developing some feeling for Lord Krishna.
我们应该在内心中培养出一种情感，对于 Krishna 的情感。
If you don't, maybe not for Krishna, maybe you're attracted to Gornitai, you think of them more. You can think of the Lord in any of His different forms. But we have to bring our mind to think of Krishna.
但是重要的一点是，我们要将我们的心意
This is devotion also. First we bring the mind to think of Krishna, and then we use the senses in Krishna's service. We want to use the eyes, we should see with proper knowledge. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Vidya Vinaya Sampani Pramani Gavi Hastini Suni Chai Vaswapaki Cha Samo Pandita Darshana. One who is a learned person, a pandit, he sees with an equal vision.
国家堂课里有一个世界是说，一个真正的学者、博学的圣人，他会以平等的眼光看待所有的一切。
He will see the elephant, the dog, The dog eater,
还有这个吃狗者,
and the learned and gentle Brahmana.
以及那些儒雅博学的婆罗门,
and he sees them all equally. Because he sees within every one of them there is a super soul, the Lord. In the heart. But that does not mean he will deal with a dog in the same way he deals with a learned and gentle Brahmana.
但这并不意味着他和一只狗打交道的方式和一个博学的圣人打交道的方式是一样的。
You know, the Brahmana, we will give them some respect and we will want to hear from them and get some knowledge from them.
对于婆罗门来说，通常我们会向他们顶礼致敬，并且希望从他们那里聆听到知识，向他们学习。
But with the dog, you know, we're not going to let him come in the temple.
但是对一个狗来说，你甚至不会让它进入到庙堂。
You know, we can give him some prasadam.
我们可以给他一些 prasadam.
But we don't deal with all of these different entities the same way.
但是我们并不是和不同的生物都以同一种方式去交往。
But still we see them all equally because we see within all of them there is the Supreme Lord.
但是我们还是平等地看待所有众生，因为我们知道他们每个人心中都有超灵。
So that is seeing with proper knowledge.
这就是以恰当的知识去看待一切。
We should see that within the body of every living entity there's a soul.
我们看到的，带有知识的看待，是每一个躯体中都有灵魂。
Foolish people, they only see the external body.
一个愚蠢的人，他只看到外在的躯体。
But when we see with knowledge, we will see the soul within everything.
但是如果一个人真正带着知识去观察一切的时候，他知道每个躯体中都有灵魂。
We have to also hear with the proper knowledge.
而且我们还应该去聆听正确的知识。
We should not just hear from anyone and everyone.
我们不应该只是向任何人去聆听知识。
We should hear from the scriptures.
我们应该是从经典去聆听。
And when people speak, when people want to tell us something, we should ask them to support what they're saying with the words of the scriptures.
当某人向我们讲述什么东西的时候，我们不应该盲目的去聆听，而应该让他用经典的证据来证明他所说的一切。
The absolute truth is contained in the scriptures.
绝对的真理则包含在这经典之中。
We want to know the truth, we should hear from the scriptures and those who know the scriptures.
如果我们想了解真理，我们应该去研习经典，以及对经典精通的人。
If someone says, well, in my opinion, or if someone says, I think, then we should not be willing, we should not accept that.
如果有人说，我认为，在我看来，这样的观点，我们不应该接受这样的。
Because they're using their own imperfect senses to give knowledge.
因为他们在运用不完美的感官给予知识。
They are conditioned souls. Conditioned souls have defects.
因为一个受条件局限的灵魂是有缺陷的。
Right? They make mistakes.
因为这样的灵魂会犯错误。
Yeah, if we rely on our own mind and senses, we will make mistakes.
因为我用我们的眼睛和感官啊，这些感官去做事情都会犯错误。
But if we take help from the scriptures, that's perfect knowledge.
但是如果我们从经典里面去吸收知识，那就是完美的知识。
So hearing is important. We want to hear, but we don't just want to hear from anyone and everyone.
是，所以我们应该去聆听，但是这个聆听并不意味着我们随便找一个人就可以聆听。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is instructing Maharaj Parikshit how to prepare for death.
在圣典国家瓦坛中，这个Sukadeva Goswami 他告诉了。
So he says, those people whose eyes are not attracted to see the beauty of the Lord, then their eyes are like the eyes on the feather of the peacock.
他说，如果一个他的眼睛并不受到观看形象的吸引的话，那么他的眼睛只是孔雀羽毛上的那个眼睛。
You've seen the feather on the peacock, that the feathers of the peacock, everyone. You've seen those eyes printed on the feathers.
大家有没有看孔雀羽毛上的眼睛呢？
Yeah, they're, you know, they look beautiful.
他们看起来是很漂亮的。
But they cannot see anything.
但是这个眼睛什么东西都看不见。
Oh, you know, what is the value of such eyes? They cannot see.
但是这样的一个眼睛又有什么用呢？因为它并不能真正的去观看。
And the same way, if we use our eyes just to see things which have no relation to Krishna, then our eyes are just like those eyes on the peacock.
但同样的，如果我们的眼睛去观看那些跟 Krishna 没有关联的事物的话，那我们的眼睛就跟那个孔雀羽毛上的眼睛是一样的。
And the same way, if we use our ears.Just simply to hear mundane talks, then our ears are like holes in the field where the snake enters.
同样，如果我们的耳朵不去聆听 Krishna 话题，而听些世俗的谈论呢、啊，世俗的话题，那这个耳朵就好像田野里那个蛇洞一样。
Yeah. The snake will enter into the hole, and the same way.If we are hearing mundane talks, mundane gossip, then the snake of death enters into our ear.
就像那个蛇，它会进洞一样。同样，如果我们的耳朵只是聆听那些世俗的闲谈，听这些世俗的话题，那么死亡之蛇它就会进入到我们的耳朵。
Now it is said, when you talk nonsense, then you will think also nonsense.
如果我们讲的话都是胡说八道的话，那么我们想的东西也会是胡说八道。
And when we think nonsense, then we will do actions which are also nonsense.
如果我们想的东西是乱七八糟的一些东西，我们做出来的行动也会是。
And when we do nonsense actions, then we get birth, old age, disease, and death.
如果我们做的事情是乱七八糟的一些事情，那么我们得到就是重复不断的生老病死。
So, we should be very careful. Use our ears to hear about Krishna.
所以我们应该非常小心，用我们的耳朵就是聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
Materialistic people, they don't want to hear about Krishna.
一个物质主义者实际上并不想聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
They only want to hear Maya.
他们想听到的只是 Maya.
There's one person, a great materialistic person, and he hated to hear the name of Krishna.
有一个很大的物质主义者，他非常的憎恨去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
The devotees were always coming, playing the madanga and kartals and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he hated to hear the song.
那奉献者来了，他们通常敲锣打鼓的唱 Hare Krishna。但是他一听到这个声音，他就很憎恨，于是他把他的手捂住他的耳朵。
So he thought, how to avoid this?
他就在想，怎么样避免能听到这个声音。
So he put big earrings. He got special earrings made to put on his ears.
于是他在耳朵上面挂了一个非常特别的耳环。
And the earrings were bells. They were inside the earring. There were bells, so that when he shook his head, they would ring.
因为这个耳环里面呢有一个铃铛。当他这么摇头的时候，这个铃铛也跟着轰轰的响起来了。
So whenever the devotees would come, Hare Krishna, then you go.
当奉献者来的时候，他就这么不断的摇头。
Yeah, so he just shake his head so the earrings would make a loud sound. He would not have to hear the holy name.
他一摇头的时候，这个铃铛发出来的声音就是噪音能够掩盖这个 Hare Krishna 的声音，他就听不到这个声音了。
He didn't want to get purified.
因为他并不想得到净化。
So some people are like that.
所以有些人就是像这样的。
And one of our devotees was offering her husband some prasadam, and he said, "No, no, I don't want purified."
就是我们有一个奉献者给她的丈夫一些菩萨的，但是这个丈夫拒绝说，我不想得到净化。
But he's a lucky devotee.He's a lucky person because he gets purified even though he doesn't want. Even though he doesn't want purified, he will get purified. That's the mercy of devotee. So, it is said, if we speak, that mouth is also one of the gates. We have to keep the gate also. We have to use the mouth to speak the truth. And we should put only the pure food in the mouth also. We have to associate with people who are not devotees, but we don't have to eat their food.
我们如果不得不和一些非奉献者交往，但是我们永远不应该去吃他们做的食物。We
only eat Krishna prasad.
我们只会吃 Krishna 的 prasad.
We only put prasad.
我们只是将 prasad 放到自己的嘴巴里。
We don't even put our fingers in the mouth.
我们甚至都不把一只手指放在嘴巴。
Just put prasad, and fill the mouth with the holy name. When we're not eating prasad, then fill the mouth with topics of Krishna, the sound of Krishna. If we don't speak about Krishna, means we're speaking about Maya. And that speaking of Maya is like the croaking of the frog.
那这个玛雅的话题就仿佛是一个青蛙的呱呱叫声。I
remember Nanning, when I first came to Nanning, many years, '92. In that time, there were many rice fields around the city.
我记得当时1992年来南宁的时候，那个时候有很多稻田，南宁还有很多稻田地。
And when it would rain, you could hear all the frogs. Now there's no more rice fields anymore. That's all buildings everywhere. So we don't hear the frogs anymore. But we hear all the frog-like people. So the croaking of the frog, the frogs are croaking, but they're breathing, the snake is coming. The snake will come and eat the frog. Because the croaking of the frog would make it easy for the snake to go and get his supper. So, proper use of the mouth is to speak about Krishna and devote things in relation to Krishna. All of the organs of the body are meant to be used in the Krishna conscious way. We want to have children, we have Krishna conscious children. We want to smell things, we want to smell what is offered to Krishna. We first offer the flower to Krishna and then we smell it. So, like this, this is using the senses or the gates of the body, illuminating the gates of the body with proper knowledge.
这就是用知识的明灯来起亮我们身体中的不同的门。
When we start to see all of these different things in relation to Krishna, then we are properly situated. When we see everything in this world, all the actions, all the senses, all the elements of this world, when we see everything in relation to Krishna, then we have proper knowledge.
如果我们看到这个世界上的一切都跟 Krishna 是有关联的，那么我们就处在真正的知识之中。
So as devotees, we want to cultivate this mode of goodness.
对作为奉献者来说呢，我们应该去培养这种善良的心态。
But at the same time, we're not satisfied just simply to be in the mode of goodness.
但是我们又仅仅满足于处于善良心态之中。
We want to transcend the mode of goodness.
我们希望的是超越于善良心态。
We want to come to pure goodness.
我们想得到的是纯粹的善良心态。
Where we're actually fixed in Krishna's service.
我们想做的是完全的专注于对 Krishna 的服务。
Because if we're simply situated in goodness without Krishna consciousness, then we can always be affected by passion and ignorance.
因为如果我们仅仅只处在善良心态，没有 Krishna 自觉的话，我们就很容易受到情欲和愚昧心态的影响。
We can tell when we are being influenced by passion and ignorance.
我们可以想想受情欲和愚昧心态的影响。
Sometimes we lose control of our mind and senses. We get angry.
有时候我们的心意和感官都失去了控制，于是我们就变得非常愤怒。
Other times.We are overwhelmed by laziness.
有时候我们又被懒惰的状况所占据。
We don't want to do anything.
我们什么事都不想做。
The mode of so these lower modes, passion and ignorance, they are the enemy of devotional service.
事实上，这个愚昧形态和情欲形态是奉献服务的两个敌人。
In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna was asked by Arjuna, "What causes one to perform sinful activities, even unwilling?"
在梵歌的第二章，阿朱那曾经问过 Krishna 一个问题，他说：“究竟是什么导致一个人犯罪呢？即便他自己不想作恶。”
I'm sorry, not second chapter, must be third chapter.
Third chapter.
So.Krishna explains that this is due to lust.
Krishna 解释就说这是因为色欲。
And this is the sinful enemy, the greatest sinful enemy of people in this world.
色就是这个物质世界里面人们最大的一个敌人。
We have to conquer this lust by spiritual practice.
我们要征服这个色欲，必须得通过灵修。
If we do regular spiritual practice.Then we will see how our life will change.
如果我们能够做到有规律的去从事灵性的活动，我们就会发现我们的生活是怎么改变的。
Devotional service, the sign of devotional service, the beginning of devotional service is that there's an immediate relief from all kinds of distress.
即便是在这个灵修的刚开始，我们就能够立即的免于所有的。痛苦。
Yeah, relief from distress. So, this is the first influence of devotional service. That all of our suffering and problems of the world will be relieved simply by engaging in devotional service.
就是我们在物质世界所受到的苦难，能够通过我们一从事奉献服务，马上得到消解。
But remember, devotional service is not just some physical activity.
但要明白的是，奉献服务并不仅仅就是一些躯体上的运动。
It's the internal consciousness of doing something for Krishna.
奉献服务它是一种内在的一种知觉，想为 Krishna 做一些服务。
But we understand we are the servant of Krishna. We want to do this activity for His pleasure.
我们知道自己是 Krishna 的仆人，我们想为 Krishna 做一些服务。
And when we start to think like this of Krishna, service to Krishna, then we will forget all of our troubles and problems.
当我们这样思维的时候，想为 Krishna 做服务的时候，我们就会忘却我们所有的苦难。
We will become situated in proper knowledge.
只要我们这么做，就会马上处在正确的知识之中。
A few months ago, two devotees who are very close to me had a very painful experience in their life.
几个月前我有两个非常亲密的朋友，两个奉献者，他们的在生活中有着一个非常痛苦的经历。
Their second child was born with serious health problems. Their second child was born with very serious health problems.
就是他们的第二个孩子出生的时候呢，得了一个非常重要、重大的一个疾病。
The child has some water in the brain.
他的那个脑袋里有脑积水。
And then while the child was still very young, the child got pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Anyway, the child got more health problems after the child was born.
后来当那个孩子当时刚出生还没出生的时候就有这样的问题，后来出生了后又得了一种病。
And the child eventually passed away when it was only 4 months old.
实际上，这个小孩只是出生了四个月以后就离开了。
So it was a very painful experience for devotees, and you can imagine for any parents who get their child. It was a boy as well, a young son. So they were very. It was very difficult time.
所以你们可以想象，对于父母来说，如果孩子这样成。
But because they had been very strict in devotional service, they were able to go through all of that difficulty without too much trouble.
但是由于这两个奉献者呢都是非常坚定的灵修，他们的灵修非常的坚定、精进，所以他们度过了这段艰难的时光，没有任何的困难去度过。
The mother told me that the child was born to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. When the child was born at the very birth, there was a chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
The baby is chanting. Where are people chanting?
They were hearing chanting.
Hearing chanting. There's a kirtan. Well, the baby. 我问他，那个小孩子出生的时候呢，就一出生就听到了圣名的唱诵。
And practically, in every day of its life, the mother would put special oil which had been offered to Lord Nrisingadev. She would put this oil on the child's head.
那每天呢，这个妈妈都把这个供奉给女性和队伍的这个香油啊，放在这个小孩的头上按摩。
And every day, the child would be given charanamrita.
而且每天这个小孩都能喝到供奉过，就是洗足过主莲花的水。
Right up till the last day of life, the child was hearing the holy name.
一直到这个小孩最后临终的那一天，他一直都在聆听圣名。
So when the child finally left his body, the parents were able to understand. That this was a plan of Krishna.
直到这个小孩最后离开这个世界的时候，这两个奉献者就意识到，实际上这一切都是 Krishna 的计划。
So I think there was, and it's a nice example of how powerful Krishna consciousness is. That even in the most difficult situation, people can keep themselves controlled. They can see things in the proper manner.
所以这实际上是一个很好的例子，就是说一个人在这么艰难的状况下，他们仍旧能够控制自己的心意，并能够以恰当的知识去看待这一切困境。
So Krishna consciousness gives that relief from all kinds of distress.
所以 Krishna 自觉给予人们的力气的对苦难的免除。
And Krishna.Devotional service is also the means to make our life auspicious.
而且奉献服务就意味着使我们生活变得吉祥。
In Chinese culture, we like the idea of something being auspicious.
在中国的这个文化中，我们总喜欢那些吉利的事情。
We think what is, you know, before doing something, you want, you know, there's a double happiness and. You know, there's always a red color and things. You know, we want to make things auspicious.
在我们中国文化中，总是喜欢把事情弄得很吉利。比如说，我们那个什么有个喜字啊，那红红的啊，大红灯笼高高挂呀，什么都很图个吉利。And
people are also concerned about feng shui. Also, they want auspiciousness.
人们呢也很关注这些风水学之类的东西，希望一切都很吉祥。
So here we have practical how we can all make our life auspicious.
那这里就有一个很实际的方式，使我们的生活完全的吉祥。
What we have to do, we simply have to do devotional service. Then everything becomes auspicious.
那就是我们只需要做奉献服务，那么所有的一切都会变得吉祥。
And what devotional service should we do?
那么我们应该做什么奉献服务呢?
It begins with hearing and chanting.
这奉献服务开始于聆听和唱诵。
Some devotional service is very difficult. Like if we ask, surrender everything. You know, we can't do that.
像有一些奉献服务是比较困难的，比如说将一切供奉给主，这一点我们很难做到。
Or become Krishna's friend. You know, how can I be a friend to Krishna? Not so easy.
还有，比如说要变成 Krishna的朋友，那我们怎么变成 Krishna的朋友？我们很难的。
But we can all hear and we can chant.
但是我们都能够聆听关于 Krishna的话题，而且我们能够唱诵他的声音。
We can remember Krishna.
而且我们能够忆念 Krishna.
Some people worship Krishna, offer worship to Krishna.
还有奉献者可以在这里崇拜 Krishna.
We can offer prayers to Krishna.
我们也可以向 Krishna供奉祷文。
We can be Krishna's servant.
我们可以变成 Krishna的仆人。
These are things which any one of us can do.
那这些事情我们中间的每一个人都可以做。
And it makes our life auspicious.
这就会使我们生活变得吉祥。
Which is even better than the mode of goodness.
这实际上是比善良行的还要好。
Are there any questions?
大家有没有什么问题？
Because
it's east.
With east. Yeah. Well, we have to offer it. We offer everything we eat. We must offer it. Even though you've used east, we offer it to Krishna. Yeah, in the temples, in Hong Kong, we make bread. So.
Shema?
East.
East. Yeah, it's not the best thing to use. There are other ways to make bread without using that. There's other things you can use.
You know, they can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but if you, some places they do use yeast. So if you use it, you know, depends. Some big temple, they may not allow you to offer it, but maybe here you could offer it. I don't know what the standard is here.
嗯，或者说有一些庙宇它是不可以供奉的，但是你们这里可能可以供奉，但因为顾客不知道我们这里的庙宇崇拜的标准是什么。
庙长，庙长什么？庙长可以并不给供奉。 How about to offer it to a picture? Yeah, you can offer to a picture.
可以供奉照片。
But you can make bread without using yeast. You can use some yogurt, like yogurt can also make it to rice.
那个有一种方法，不如说是可以发面包的，那是用酸奶。
Yeah, in your home you can do what you like. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.